If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
When you lay down to sleep, if you're not too exhausted, you should reflect on your day and reaffirm that everything turned out exactly as it should. Hello, or hello again. Welcome. Today, I'd like to tell you a bit about something few people discuss: process recognition. Ask yourself, when was the last time you talked to someone telling them about a process recognition you had with another person earlier that day or recently? I'm picturing in my mind's eye right now a dog breed I like very much, a corgi, staring at me and turning its head, trying to figure out just what the hell I mean. When I'm speaking of process recognition, I'm referring to any number of activities that take place in most of our lives every day. Now you might say, well, I mean, that's silly. That's just life. But au contraire, my friend, they are not the same. Because life is a function. It's completely separate from any values you place upon it. I'll get back to that in a moment. You see, there is a huge difference in perceiving, process recognition, and emotional processing, which is going on around you, which is what most people do, and perceiving and processing something going on as a process. Because if you're able to perceive what's going on around you as a process, it's more likely you won't come to any harm. And not being harmed or potentially killed due to emotional processing is a very good thing. Let me tell you a little true story about when I was briefly visiting with some friends who were farmers many years ago. The people involved were a family of four living far out in the country, parents and two kids, a girl around, I don't know, 7 or 8, and her brother, who might have been 10. And they were very much country people, farmers. But on this particular occasion, the wife's sister was visiting, and she was very much a city gal. So it's early in the morning, meaning the crack of dawn, and the wife tells the husband very matter-of-factly that there's a fox out by the hen house. Without a moment lost, the husband grabs his rifle and quickly and quietly goes out of the house and shoots the fox, killing it. Without even realizing what just happened, the visiting sister asked her sister what happened. And her sister explained that her husband just shot and killed a fox that was trying to get into the hen house. The visiting sister turned pale, bursting into tears, and runs back into her guest room. The parents, along with the two kids, all just look at each other for a long moment, stupefied. Now, think about this for a moment. In the same situation, how would you have reacted? What took place was a very clear example of the reactional differences between someone who is interacting with the world as process recognition and the other doing so as emotional processing. Let's look at it this way. Now, I have a very brief message with just three really important things I want to share with you, and I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. Okay? Okay. If you haven't been to my website lately, please consider doing so. I am slowly but surely making changes. It is a work in progress, and I am literally a one-man operation. So I just ask that maybe you periodically check it out. The next thing concerns YouTube. I know you're listening to me as a podcast, and I very much appreciate that. But if you would consider going to my YouTube channel, and even if you don't want to watch, just subscribing would really be fantastic. And finally, my listenership throughout all of Europe continues to grow, and I simply, collectively, just wanted to thank all of you. There is one thing, though, that really surprises me that, frankly, I simply don't understand. I have recently begun to get listeners from China. I didn't even know that was possible, because my understanding was that outside world access to the internet was very closely monitored and restricted by the Chinese government. So unless that is changing, or perhaps I was mistaken, I am very curious, but regardless, I am thankful to the Chinese and Asia as a whole for giving me a listen. My last message applies to whoever you are and wherever you are. As hopefully you should know by now, I have a great deal of knowledge and information you simply won't get from mainstream news sources in the U.S. Matter of fact, I have information you simply won't find anywhere else, and that is the absolute truth. So as a consequence, if you plan on possibly visiting or relocating to the U.S. for whatever reason, you can reach out to me and ask me any damn thing you want, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. No question is too small or ridiculous. I am here to inform and improve people's lives. I am in the knowledge business. That is what I do, and with all due humility, I'm pretty damn good at it. So thank you all very much. Now, back to the episode. The fox represents the process. It is doing what foxes do. And the farmer husband is also a process. But the difference between him as compared to the sister is that he recognizes the fox process, but also clearly understands his own. That the priority of his existence is to provide and to protect his family. And if that means shooting and killing a fox, taking their food, he will do so without hesitation. That is to say, he is perceiving a given reality correctly. The visiting sister, on the other hand, is actually anti-process. She has been sociologically conditioned to be completely disconnected from process. And that is at least one of the reasons why such people can have such a difficult time in the real world. Because no matter how many places they may relocate to, attempting a fresh start in life, the ultimate source of their problems is within themselves. And they refuse to acknowledge that. It's the old adage of, no matter where you go, there you are. So, if you can't get away from yourself, the only rational alternative is you're going to have to remake yourself into a reasonably rational and non-contradictory person. And the only way you can do that is to fully accept and understand the idea that just about everything going on around you is simply a process, and you need to have the skill of process recognition. You should not in any way subscribe a value, often using the pretext of emotion, to a process, because the only thing you accomplish by doing that is to invalidate and weaken your reason-based resolve, to overcome whatever the hell it is that is trying to harm you. By being emotional, you are giving power to the process trying to harm you, just as surely and ridiculously as if you were trying to put out a fire by pouring gasoline on it. Okay, so if I haven't been clear enough, allow me to put this another way. Most things that are going against you in life have absolutely no concern about you personally, one way or the other. And this is particularly true when it comes to what we commonly idealize as nature. Nature does not in any way whatsoever give a damn if you live or die. And that's pretty much left up to you. But the sooner you fully understand and accept that fact, you will be in a far better position to improve your life. And the exact same rule applies to process recognition. And process recognition refers to countless things in our current lives. And so you simply need to learn and accept that fact so you will have a much more effective grasp of what is actually taking place in the world right now. And that is what I'm trying to explain. When I say that you can't get away from yourself, because if you have all of these perceptual deficits rather than an advanced perception, you will keep having life problems, and often the same kind of problems, over and over for the rest of your life. I hope I've been able to make the importance of the subject of process recognition a bit clearer. But if you have any questions at all about this episode, or you want to talk to me about a suggestion for a new episode concerning this subject, reach out to me via my website contact link in the description below, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.